producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we got a race to civic bio up, and all the pantheon of experts we've had on agree. Rapidly spreading across Africa, can infect millions, could kill millions. They're clearly, even mainstream news admits, they're lying about the numbers that are dying over there. They say it's 5,000. The computer models are, by the end of the year, 1.4 million, New York Times reports that could have it. And they're going to let, as that exponential spread happens, people get visas and fly over here. And then if nurses treat them and even get fevers, the CDC is going to tell them to fly. What do you think about that? And what do you think about Reid now tries begging the public to vote for him? Oh, you're going to call us terrorists if we don't vote for you? And 1 million Senate ads. They're buying 1 million ads, the Democrats are. New York Times, 70% of Republicans, or the New York Times reports it's a 70% chance Republicans will take the Senate. Washington Post says 90% chance. But here's the issue. They have branded with the illegals, who they pay for everything, give them free guitar lessons, in-state tuition, free health care, the red carpet with the banks, the corporations, Silicon Valley. I'm going to go over these articles in the next segment. Rolls out the red carpet in every way to incentivize coming here. Now, once you're here, you're a Hispanic citizen or black citizen or white citizen, you're not getting squat. You're going to get the book thrown at you. But the courts just will not prosecute illegals for crimes, felonies, drunk driving. They are GODs in the state's eyes, but only to incentivize. I mean, I drove by Home Depot, the corner of 35 and 290 today. So I was late getting into the office. It was like 10:50. That's why I wasn't on the first 30 minutes or first 20 minutes. And there had to be 100 illegals. I mean, I want to send out there in the morning, I guess through to like 10 o'clock, and just walk up with folks that can speak Spanish, some of our reporters that speaks good Spanish out there, and just talk about where you're from. They'll say, I'm from Guatemala, I'm from Nicaragua, I'm from El Salvador. It's not even so much Mexico. And they just come, and then they go work, and then their wife goes and gets on welfare. And then that's how they then become financially viable, which is fine and dandy, except they're above the law. And then they, I mean, you talk to them, like the director of Utopia, the film that we're the exclusive distributor on until December, Joel Gilbert. And they go, yeah, no, I'm here to escape socialism, but I like Obama because he gives me stuff. So you left socialism, but you like to come here and get it. And they're like, yeah, until it collapses. So I got to hand it to the illegals. They at least know what's going on. I mean, they're not stupid. I come up here and I get free stuff. If I vote for you, okay. It's all about a takedown. And the funny thing is the illegals will then go out and just own guns illegally. So, I don't know where all this is going, but it's a mess. And the Democrats, to have power and control, are doing this. And the Republican leadership wants to do it with them because they're bought and paid for by the same interest. And once they have 51%, which they've almost got, this is a last gasp, as Metcher and LaRaza have said, of white America. No, it's not. It's way past that. I identify with ideas and with morals and with what people stand for, not with what color they are. But the globalists can get people to identify racially and then attach it to the immoral policies of anti-family, anti-gun, socialism. And so I take the high road and try to say, hey, don't sterilize your kids. Hey, let's promote free market. Hey, let's try to fix your countries. It's like, no. Because it's all about winning, even if it wrecks everything. It's all about, it doesn't matter if it wrecks everything and it's a giant slum. America becomes a giant ghetto slum, third world, it doesn't matter, because at least the TV will say the Raza won. It's a disaster.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your badges. Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Better not come any closer.
No sea tonto, hombre. We didn't try to do you any harm. Why don't you try to be a little more polite? Give us your gun, and we leave you in peace.
I need my gun myself.
Throw that old iron over here. We'll pick it up and go on our way.
You go anyway without my gun and go quick.
Well, that's the treasure of the Sierra Madres. And I think we should merge with Mexico. If there's any country that we should merge with, it's not Switzerland. It's not Monte Carlo. It's not the Netherlands, beautiful, well-run, incredible countries. No, I think we should merge with Sierra Leone, total collapsed, bedlam, Ebola, death, rape, robbery, murder, and Mexico, one of the highest crime rates, if not the highest, in the world, 90,000, it used to be 80, people killed the last 6-7 years in the drug war, giant mass graves found everywhere, collapsing society except for a few resort towns like Cancun. And even those are dangerous now. And but we're not allowed to judge and say that that is a dangerous place or that we shouldn't merge with that or advertise to all of collapsing Central and South America and Southern North America. Come here. We'll give you free guitar lessons, and you can have your baby for free. The Washington Times, feds pay for illegal guitar lessons. Illegal immigrants, youth, cost $300 per child per day to shelter. But on top of that, one of the contractors housing some of the surge of illegal immigrant children from the summer offers them a petting zoo with miniature ponies and tilapia fish farm operation and guitar lessons, according to documents released Thursday by the senator who questioned whether the plush accommodations were a good use of taxpayer money. Well, be loving. Be loving, ladies and gentlemen. I know that I can go to Mexico and just have a baby and go in and it's free. Or bring my kids there and just say, give me free stuff, and they'll do it. No, they'd say, you're here illegally and lock you up. But that's okay. Now the crime wave is exploding across the United States, and so many police are being killed that it's now in the news today, though, that this might actually cause a backlash to this because it's so dangerous. Yeah, when Ebola starts spreading, if it does, how is Obama and the globalists not going to get in trouble for leaving the flights open and bringing people in and letting the nurses and doctors run around on the planes and subways and everywhere else? Arizona, already about a third of the state has signs up saying don't go into this area, it's controlled by drug cartels, the southern third of it. They already have the kidnapping capital of the United States is now Phoenix, with thousands of kidnappings a year being taken to Mexico, just like in Mexico. You know why I don't go to Nicaragua or El Salvador or Guatemala? I've been down there. Because you've got a very good chance that you're going to be kidnapped or your children will be. But see, we should just accept kidnapping as a cultural exchange and accept sewage running down the roads and accept this. Just like we should accept 2 plus 2 equals 5 and Obamacare has death panels and doubles prices on average and raises 20 plus taxes, 7 of them on poor people. Even the State Department's been forced to issue the last 5 years running a Mexico travel warning. Now even the resorts are dangerous down there. I won't even send reporters down there. Do you understand 90,000 dead? 58,000 died in 10 years of Vietnam. 90,000, and that, by the way, there's over a million people missing in Mexico, according to their own numbers. And when they go looking for one grave, they'll find graves every day in the news. Every day they find whole fields with 40 here, 20 there, 100 there, of dead men, women, and children. And by the way, you know what the coyotes do? If they catch you coming across an area and you paid another gang and you didn't know, from Nicaragua, El Salvador, it doesn't matter, you're coming across Mexico, do you know what they do with the men, women, and children? They take you, and they shoot you, and they put you in a shallow grave across from Texas, across from Arizona, across from California, across from New Mexico. And it doesn't matter because Robert Rodriguez is down with the Raza, which is just a gang of rich, powerful Hispanics with the globalist mafia, just like the rich, powerful black mafia feeding on black people. They'll never tell you a word about that. He puts out a movie where Don Johnson talks like a Texas redneck and goes around shooting pregnant Hispanic women in the stomach. Let me tell you who shoots pregnant Hispanic women in the stomach. Mexican mafia does. And they kill Nicaraguan and El Salvador women. About half the people they dig out of these graves, look it up, are women and children. It's not white people down there mowing down. They wish they could find a case of it. It'd be all over the news. Mowing down Hispanics. It's Mexico, baby. They take them and they shoot them and they throw them in ditches. That's why they're all over the border. You pretty much dig anywhere on those routes over the Texas border into Mexico or Arizona especially, and you will find graves of the people with their little bags and their money and their little Mayan hats trying to come up here and get jobs. Poor people, I feel sorry for them. But you know what? I didn't put them in the ditch and shoot them in the back of the head. You know what? It's my fault. You're right. I'm the bad guy. I'm the white devil. I did it. So take your Gardasil shots. Drink your fructose corn syrup, and the man's going to saw your legs off when you get diabetes. See, the man's already killing you. They just want you here to vote and long enough to get the guns. Then they're going to shut that border down real nice. And you'll be drinking high fructose corn syrup and taking Gardasil shots that are race-specific, and they're going to kill you deader than a hammer. Take 10, 20 years, but hey, it doesn't matter. Because you can go down to the La Raza Race Center and have some little mafia head sit up there and tell you how much they love you and want to take care of your culture. It's all a load of CIA-written liberation theology baloney, balderdash, cockamamie fraud. See, I've read all the declassified CIA Carnegie Endowment Ford Foundation documents from the 50s, how they would create race war in America and divide everybody. See, and that was the Democratic Party again. The Republicans were the party that was against slavery, not that they were perfect, and they couldn't beat them, so they teamed up with the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation, same folks that funded Adolf Hitler, may have heard of him, and they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to use our race politics we have with the Klan on the blacks and Hispanics, and whites with the Republicans will buy into it because they're liberal, and we'll take over and create a giant race division and then have the federal government ride herd all the racial groups like a big giant prison where you got the Mexican area and you got the El Salvadoran area and you got the Brazilian area and they're all killing each other. And you got the black area and you got the Muslim area and you got the gay area and you got the liberal area and you got the redneck area and you got the, all the areas. Instead of having an area of free market prosperity, private property, free association, liberty, true freedom, a renaissance. No, it's a system where they claim they're fighting racism, where all they teach kids is about race and about what somebody looks like, the very opposite of what Martin Luther King said. How do you conquer the country? How do you take over? The demographics change. The Republicans are sweeping, taking over. It's 1956. 1958, 1960, what do you do? All these veterans came back, even from Klan families, and had seen racism and war and death and fought right beside people of other races, and they didn't want to be racist anymore. So the Klan was dying. What do you do? What do you do when it didn't work anymore? You just use race politics on the minorities. And it's worked great. It's worked wonderful. And that's why Miller Brewing and Anheuser-Busch and all the big universities and all the big TV networks, La Raza and Mecha get so much funding, it'll make your head spin. Billions a year from globalist corporations. To be racially based and to be racist. The good news is most Hispanics aren't buying into it. And I don't just say that. You go out in public with me. Per capita, black people and Hispanics love me more than white people do. It's amazing. Percentage-wise, we have an even bigger percentage of what you'd call, quote, minorities listen to the show. And that's the type of hope we have, is that this propaganda is so evil, it cannot and should not work on people. But they're force-feeding it everywhere, in the colleges and the public schools. When I went to Anderson High, they force-fed it in art class and U.S. history and Texas history. And they force-fed it at UT. When I was in high school, they'd take us to UT field trips, and I would sit there and hear this crap. And, I mean, that is all they push, ladies and gentlemen. And it's so sad because they don't want us to unify around ideas of freedom that will make us all incredibly successful and incredibly wealthy and incredibly free and independent if we take those opportunities. Instead, we've been domesticated. And I'm sorry, I haven't even gotten into election news yet, but so much of the election news is about the illegals. As La Raza and Mecha and others publish voter guides on where to vote illegally, where you can vote without an ID. Look at these headlines. Obama's midterm loss record could make history. Roll call. Desperate Democrats resort to race baiting to spur black vote. Washington Times. Yeah, here it is. Charles Rangel says some Republicans believe that slavery isn't over. I mean, that is just so amazing that's what they resort to. Landrieu, Obama and I aren't popular in the South because it's racist and sexist. Democrats vote or we'll kick your bleep. Facebook data mining for political views. And what do they want? Open borders. Zuckerberg said his users are dumb effers. We're going to come back with all this, give out the number, take your phone calls ahead of Dr. Mercola joining us.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Election 2014, that's the big subject I want to hear from listeners on. I don't screen your calls, but sometimes I throw out a topic. That's what I'd like to get your take on. Please give me a call. I'd love to hear from you on this Halloween Friday worldwide transmission. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. What you have is a pantheon of different political ideas out there, and most of it is disinformation or a substrata of the system, so it isn't complete. And I can tell you honestly, from my deep research and interviewing top experts from around the world in social engineering, propaganda, bioweapons, intelligence operations, criminology, epidemiology, biology, the social sciences, the top psychiatrists, the top psychologists, the top serial killer experts. I mean, just think of the guests that have been on this show over the years. And I'm here listening to every show because I'm in the middle of it. I'm focused in a high adrenaline state to everything I'm covering. So I really know what I'm talking about. We really have their number. They really are trying to sterilize everybody in Latin America. They really are trying to kill the black people in Africa. And you don't hear a word out of that of any of the Latin American leaders or any of the black leaders here. You hear it out of the African leaders. You hear it from Nobel Prize winners in Africa. You understand, folks, the people running things and running all this race baiting want us all fighting with each other while they kill us. And the group they're trying to keep so close, they act like they love so much, the minorities that are really the majority worldwide, you are actually being wiped out by white racists. That's what's so incredible about it. It's like black leaders would go to the funeral of Robert Byrd, a grand dragon, who'd call for sterilizing all blacks in the 50s. And the ADL will give awards to Schwarzenegger, who said he loved Hitler, and give awards to George Soros, who worked for Hitler. And then the ADL will write articles about how I might be a racist. I mean, it's total 180 baloney. And we just got to have a break with these people. I don't care what color you are or where you even came from. If you're for free market, Second Amendment, pro-life, you have arguments on both sides of that. But if you don't have human dignity, if you don't value life, if you don't care about children, if you're for death panels, if you want to euthanize people so you'll, quote, get more. That's a lie to begin with. You won't get more in a system like that. No one's going to care about you. There's going to be no love. I hate these sociopathic robots you run into that think they're smart because they're narcissistic, they're aggressive, they're con artists. They'd rather cheat you out of a dollar than make $1 million with you. They're failures. They came from bad families. And you've got countries with the majority of people that just come from bad families, bad histories, and they don't have any hope. And I want a renaissance. I want free will. I want free association. I want you to win. I don't care what color you are. I want you to have dignity. I want you to have success. I want you to be wealthy. I want you to be strong. I want our progeny to explore the universe and the dimensions together. Not have it all robbed by the British royal family that's been funding the planetary system since the 1850s under eugenics. We live under a plan they launched. And just one spinoff was communism. Another spinoff was Nazism. Transhumanism. It all goes directly back to them. And you're not part of their cult unless you've got an extremely high IQ and you're a psychopath or a sociopath. You got to have an IQ of 150 or higher, and you've got to have a vicious hatred for humanity. And if you do, you know who Prince Charles hangs out with almost every day? Is psychopathic scientists with 170 IQs. And he will just grovel to them in meetings and events they've written about it, and just oh, sir, oh. I mean, I'll never forget Senator Rockefeller when John P. Holdren came in to give a testimony like 5 years ago. We played clips. And he comes in, and Jay Rockefeller, who I've seen many of his hearings, he was the chairman of the committee, he's now retiring, he spent 10 minutes just bowing his head. We ought to find that video going, sir, the honor is, there is no one better, your plan is so incredible, what you're doing for us behind the scenes, you know, you don't like to brag, which is eco-science, sir. And you know why? Because Paul Ehrlich, his wife, Annie Ehrlich, and John P. Holdren's plan, written in 1974, is the declassified global plan for everything. John P. Holdren is essentially the pilot of Earth. You understand that? The elite voted in their councils and basically elected him to run everything. And he does. He's at the White House right now. You understand? They are the forces of pure evil. They're coming for everybody. Wake up or die!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
By the way, if you just tuned in, you said, oh, this radio show is playing Halloween music. It's Halloween. Not really. We play Halloween music here every day because reality is the globalists are a lot scarier than any fantasy witches or goblins that might be sneaking around out there tonight. But it shows how they can take something and have kids scared of goblins, but then they're real live government and globalist creatures that are our fellow humans who would do things far worse than anything you can imagine in a movie. All right, I want to go to your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Let me go through these headlines. Let me start back over. Obama's midterm loss record could make history. The big history is, though, can we scare the Republicans immediately to actually engage in reform? Like, hey, repeal these unconstitutional executive orders shutting down our power plants. Hey, China put tariffs on us, put tariffs on them. Hey, repeal these gun laws. Hey, repeal Obamacare. See, if we don't instantly see a move by Boehner, that's his real name, John Boehner, then we know the fix is in. Remove him. And this could happen. look, this route isn't going to stop with the Democrats being thrown out. Here's another question. What's Obama going to do in the 2 years he's got left? Well, he said total amnesty, end all deportations. It's already essentially happened, but he's going to make the announcement. And just come after the guns, launch all these new wars, just you name it, get ready, because we're not going to be out of the woods if the Republicans take the Senate. Desperate Democrats, I just said Demorats, but that was a Freudian slip. Desperate Democrats resort to race baiting to spur black vote. And I mentioned this, Charlie Rangel says some Republicans believe that slavery isn't over. Come on, Rangel. I mean, you make me want to throw up with all your race baiting. Does it ever end? It certainly works. 90% of blacks end up voting for Democrats only. Pretty amazing. Landrieu, Obama and I aren't popular in the South because he's racist and sexist. Let me tell you what the South's doing. They're in trailers, whether they're black or white or Hispanic, watching NASCAR and football and wearing the exact same clothes, drinking the same beer, and getting the exact same diabetes and dying young. They watch satellite television. That's what they do in the South. And I'm sad for the South because just as I was a kid driving through, it looks like a bomb hit it. The South is beautiful. But, again, everybody fighting with each other? Black people in the South wear the same overalls and talk the same. It's the same people. It just makes me want to throw up. Let me tell you this. Black people in the South have a lot more in common with white people in the South than they have with the New World Order globalists that might as well be Martians come here to kill us all. That's how separate these globalists are and that Queen of England over there.
And they want them all dead anyway, right, Alex?
Exactly. I'm just sick of it. Democrats vote or we'll kick your bleep. New York Post. Democrats are telling voters they had better go to the polls. The New York State Democratic Committee is bullying people into voting next week with intimidating letters warning that it is easy to find out which slackers fail to cast a ballot next Tuesday. Yeah, that's like when Cuomo came out a few months ago or 6 months ago and said, if you're pro-gun or pro-life, get out of the state. And people said, are you serious? He said, I said, get out. What a delusional gangster. I mean, he really is going with the stereotype right there. And people are leaving New York in droves. And all the sponges are moving there. And it's not doing too good for the state, is it? He doesn't care. That's one thing about these criminals. The mid-level minions like the governors and people are just retail thugs. They have no idea what they're even part of. Facebook data mining for political views, Politico. And, of course, it's basically a big whitewash. But what it does is they go on to admit is, quote, promote the liberal agenda. No, what it does is they use it as a weapon. During election time, they won't let us share stuff on our Facebook that exposes Obama. But they'll let ISIS and white supremacists operate on it. I say let everybody operate as long as you're not calling for violence, which means ISIS shouldn't be on there. Fundraising emails try to shame last-minute donors and get their dollars. Non-citizens are voting, an article out of National Review documenting how massive the fraud is. Massive non-citizen voting uncovered in Maryland. Another report on that. This is out of Investors Business Daily. La Raza advocacy, little more than a scheme to encourage illegals to vote. Really? Putting out advisories all over the country with voter guides on where you don't need IDs to vote, including what states. So it's like, you live in this state, but right next door you don't have to have an ID, so get over there. What? Look at this headline. Pelosi, Gutierrez, Obama should give temporary amnesty to all illegals. Yeah, and then so anybody can get here. Imagine if Switzerland said, we're just going to let anybody that can get here, get here. Actually, nobody would show up because they don't have much of a welfare state, and it's very expensive. And then he's like, oh, you got $20 million? Sorry, you can't come to Switzerland. We want to know what skill you're going to bring. Oh, you're a scientist that's invented a bunch of stuff? Oh, please come. You don't need any money. Just come here. We want your brain. Oh, boy. And everybody's got guns. They have the lowest crime rate in the world. Oh, it's so horrible. Maybe I should escape to Switzerland. I don't have enough money to.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, I don't know. Switzerland, when we had Paul Watson and them over there about 3-4 years ago, by the end of it, they had members of their cantons marching into the hotel. And when the Bilderberg security roughed them up, the Swiss police showed up, federal and local, and came in and said, yeah, we're going to go ahead and let a delegation come in and investigate you because you're part of the EU and want to take over Switzerland. And so all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, helicopters start escaping. And we bum-rushed it. It shut down a day early. And helicopters, dozens and dozens of helicopter flights. You understand, in Switzerland, the cops went in there because they recognized an enemy to their country. You know, it goes back to William Tell, and that's their archetype there. William Tell, the whole apple story, that's true. Shooting the apple off his son's head with the crossbow. But that's not what he's famous for. He then went and killed a whole bunch of the foreign usurper who'd come in from another country and was bringing foreigners in to dominate them. Oh, same thing. And he went and killed a whole bunch of them. That's the story of William Tell. So that's in the Swiss soul. They know that. That's why they love me in Switzerland. Not because I'm anything special. They get it. Our founding fathers pointed to Switzerland as the model. Because in 1776, what the Swiss had done was only 100 years old. The Dutch had done something similar. They had that later taken away from them. Only Switzerland is still somewhat free. And notice the globalists want to go live where they haven't spoiled everything. They've gone around and done you know what all over our houses. But they keep that little corner clean for them. Isn't that just cute? Isn't that just funny? Guns, low crime, freedom. But so many rich people move there, it's hard to live there because of the cost of living. I said I'd go to your phone calls. Let's continue. Representative Smith of Texas slams use of Obamacare funds to promote amnesty for illegals. Oh, yeah. By the way, $20 billion has disappeared in secret purchases in just the last 2 months, NBC News reports. And just $30,000 of it was Starbucks coffee. See, we've now reached collapse level where the feds are now God, and the illegals are their demigod, and they're all above the law, just wallowing in theft. But if you're a good person in the federal government, and don't play ball with the little crews of black hats, as I call them, the bad guys that have taken over, they run you out. Oh, Colonel Schaefer, you use your cell phone to call your wife on 20-something occasions. We're going to try to indict you because you exposed that we're working with bin Laden. That failed. But imagine, you called your wife 20-something times on your government cell phone that's for government business, and then they went and said, look, it says you're allowed to call your wife. But it didn't matter. They could just say he's being looked at for using his phone improperly. His phone improperly to call his wife? See, calling your wife on your government phone, that's bad. But you know what? You want to fund South Africa to create weaponized Ebola to kill black people? Hey, baby, we got your back. Obama may cut deportations. Here it is out of the Wall Street Journal. They've already cut them down to nothing. Mother of man killed by illegals. President ignoring us completely. Of course he is. He's got bodyguards. I'm going to stop right there and go to some of your phone calls. But Senator Sessions says the world has been turned upside down, that it's total insanity, that the country's being imploded and turned into a bankrupt society, and that we're in a total crisis. It's a hysterical article he wrote, and Senator Sessions is absolutely right. Senate Democrat super lawyers prep for overtime, trying to take over the election. Facebook, Mother Jones pushes for Democrats to vote, data mines. That's just some of the news that we've got here. I said I'd go to your calls. We'll go to your calls. Then I've got Joe Biggs' report, where he went out to UT and 13 of 20 people signed a petition to let women kill their children up to age 5. And Joe did a great job, but he basically says in the report these are basically evil people. I think a lot of them are just so compliant that they'll just sign whatever they're told if they're told it's for a woman or it's for Obama. Like, stick your hand in light socket for women. Absolutely. You know, turn your guns in or you're racist. You know, say you're for Obamacare or you're racist. Well, there's death panels and it doubles my prices, but you know what? I'm for it. I don't think they're even evil. They just are jellyfish. Planet jellyfish. We're going to go to your calls. I just want to remind listeners that we have produced DNA Force, the most hardcore, concentrated, organic, nutraceutical, turbocharging, bio-PQQ, CoQ10, and all the other key ingredients at half the price of the leading competitor that isn't even as strong or pure, and some nutraceuticals of the similar type are four times more than this. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com, and that's what I'm doing to bolster my defenses and get my immune system up. Also, Survival Shield X2. Group was in here with like 14 different studies. I didn't let him get to it the other day about what iodine does to the immune system, what it does to viruses, what it did when they tried to give rats the flu, or mice killer flu, and they would give them iodine and what it would do. This is the best of the best of the iodine out there from our research. The creme de la creme. The Monte Carlo Luxembourg at a price lower than leading competitors. Survival Shield X2 is selling out. It will sell out, unfortunately, in the next week, week and a half at current sales rate. We underestimated how much people would want this. It may take 2 or 3 weeks to get it. So if you want it, we have it right now to ship it right out to you the day after you order it, unless it's on the weekend. You order like on Saturday, it'll get shipped out on Monday. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we're running a special where you can get 10% off on Survival Shield X2. No, it's selling out. We're doing it when you get it with Lung Cleanse. Check that out, InfoWarsLife.com. There's no promo code. You just get 10% off. Promo code on everything at checkout, N-O-W. Put N-O-W when you go to InfoWarsStore.com on any of the InfoWars Life products, and you get 5% off, even when they already have discounts. And most of them do. You get 5% off with N-O-W at checkout, and your purchase supports this transmission. And people notice, I have better skin, I've lost a ton of weight, I've got more energy, I'm nicer around the office. Everybody asks, what is it? It is the group of products that we've developed with Dr. Group and my dad and others, just off the cutting edge literature and info. And the truth is, the competition out there isn't competition. The wellness market, nutrient market, just continues to explode as mainline healthcare gets worse and worse. People don't want, they want to put marketing out and promote something as wonderful, but have what's in the bottle cost $2. You understand that? They want to sell it for $20 and have what's in the bottle cost $2. Well, we sell it for $25 and what's in the bottle cost $12 in one case. Or what's in our bottle cost $45 and we sell it for $100. Or what's in the bottle cost us $18 and we sell it for $54. Still a big markup, but in most supplements, there's a sevenfold markup. We mark it up one time or a time and a half because with overhead running the operation, that sounds like a lot. It's not. And the industry's turning heads at us because we want to put out knock your socks off, super strong, hardcore stuff that the globalists have been targeting and don't want people to know about. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of all these fine products also supports the transmission. So it's a win-win-win-win-win. Okay, let's go to calls. James in California, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to say great work all these years, and I'll try and keep it short. Kind of got a three-step plan to solve the issue. Number one, go on a vote strike, no confidence vote, basically. Number two, tax strike, shut them all down. They can't do anything without the money. And number three, repudiate all the debt. How much more complicated can it get?
Well, the 600, 700 trillion that they say the U.S. owes of the 2.0 or 2 quadrillion, it was 1.5 quadrillion. Now it's, according to even the Washington Post, over 2,000 trillion. That's hard to say. It's so big. They claim that over 800, 900, it varies, is owed by the U.S., but our national debt's 18 trillion.
Well, we're capable of living within our own means. We can feed ourselves, we can clothe ourselves, and we have all the water we need.
I agree with you, and that's, they want us domesticated, and they're trying to build this panopticon high-tech system where we can't live without them. God bless your great points. As for a tax protest, this is a criminal government. The money's just used to enslave us, especially to the private Federal Reserve, but this is a criminal group, so I don't advise folks to do it. That's your decision. If you make that decision, more power to you. They say 60 million people don't file now. Folks are done. They see the illegals above the law. Well, they're above the law, too, I guess. The government's above the law. Google doesn't pay tax. General Electric doesn't pay tax. All these globalists don't pay tax. Fine. Whatever. Do whatever you're going to do. That's your decision. But as for what you raise about repudiating the debt, let's not miss the forest for the trees. Our national debt is approaching $19 trillion. It's untenable. It's insane. Most of it's fraud. Most of it's interest. Real... what we owe long-term with Social Security, all these other debts, $100 trillion? So let's say we really owe $100 trillion. Why are they saying it's $900 trillion? Because we were signed on to derivatives in 2008. It wasn't about the, quote, bailout of $867 billion. That was an open window. They got 50-something trillion last time I checked out of that. What we're talking about here is that they signed us on to $800 trillion that is indisputably not our debt. No, it's not ours. You're absolutely right. All right, we're going to come back and go to Jack in Florida, Ron in Canada. We're going to go to Jersey and others. Jennifer, stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be in business at least 1 year to apply. Are you a small business owner who needs working capital? At OnDeck, we can help. We focus on your business operations and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not a credit card advance. OnDeck provides financing to hundreds of different types of businesses like restaurants, auto body shops, healthcare, and service providers. So if you've been frustrated by the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, see why so many small business owners are turning to OnDeck for the funding they need. Call now and speak with an OnDeck funding specialist. Our simple application process takes just minutes, and funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We provided over $1 billion to businesses. So if you're a small business owner who needs financing for your business, visit us at OnDeck.com or call us at 800-325-6384. That's 800-325-6384. 800-325-6384.
Well, the feds have stolen $20 million the last 2 months and won't say where the money went. NBC says it was for, like, clothing and watches and Starbucks coffee. No one will get in trouble. A huge fire at French public radio building in Paris. They say it could be terrorism. Folks were asking what I thought of that. We don't know yet. It might just be a loving Al-Qaeda operative or something. I mean, our government and the French help fund them, so what do they expect? Let's go to Jack in Florida. Jack, you're on the air talking about election 2014. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Alex, start with thanks for the X2. I've been taking it, and it seems like it has been working. Anyway, what I'm calling about, live here in Florida. Everybody in Florida here has been shafted here on this governor's race. We've had two or three debates here on the governor's race in Florida. They wouldn't even let the Libertarian, his name is Adrian Wiley. They wouldn't even let him in the debates. I mean, everybody in the state has been shortchanged. This fella, we got four more days to the election. Everybody that hasn't voted anyway needs to get out and check this fella out. Here, he's going to be able to, everybody on here knows what the CAFRA is. He does also to check all these departments in his state out. On top of that, he's going to be able to give a 100% homestead exemption on the house that you live in.
That's right. And not only have they exempted him, because David Knight interviewed him on the Nightly News last week, he is polling 10% or 12%. And they still kept him out of the debates, because if he got up on a debate and said, we'll give you 100% homestead exemption, you would actually own your house. Until 100 years ago, folks, you actually owned your house. Not even the King of England could come in it. Now...
He's against these private prisons we got going on all over the country.
What I'm saying is we've had him on. We think he's great. And what I'm saying is, that's why they won't let him in the debate, because those ideas are so popular, and it shows how the system's rigged.
I'm just glad to get on here to get the word out. Everybody needs to check this dude out. His name's Adrian Wiley. Go up on your Google or Start Page, whatever what you use. Check him out. Go vote for him. Anyway, it's a chance we got here in Florida if people could actually know he's running and what he stands for. Anyway, thanks, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Great point. You just got me excited when you brought that up, because here he is getting 10 to 12 points in the polls, massive for a Libertarian. They know he could end up winning, so they just don't tell you about him. That's an example of how sick this is. Ron in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Good. I'm glad I got a hold of you today, Alex. I want to say something about the election. Okay, I live in Canada, so I know some people think it's no big deal for me, but it is. I follow it just as closely as I would my own Canadian parliament. I think the elections are going to be rigged. There's no question in my mind, especially with the new computer systems they got in place. I've seen some of the trials with the software developers. I know that these guys have put so many backdoors in these programs. There's room for rigging elections and all kinds of stuff. Obama's getting away with, or sorry, Obolo is getting away with way, way too much.
Well, we know they're legalizing illegals outside of law by executive fiat. If that isn't impeachable, if that isn't illegal, I don't know what is. And so we know there's massive fraud going on right there. So I agree with you that we're going to see massive manipulation. But as Beth Harris and other experts on electronic voting have said, it's hard for electronic voting to beat landslides because the exit polls and things don't match. And the establishment's a little skitty of that. They steal close elections. They steal a lot of local prop issues, too. But I hear you. We'll be watching that this Sunday with live coverage. And next Monday and Tuesday, we're going to be broadcasting for at least 10 hours extra coming up on Tuesday in the lead-up on InfoWars Nightly News. Stay with us. Next hour coming up. More your calls straight ahead.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assassins.
assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.